Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And we're praying on a Friday. Amen. Praise God. It's much needed, and it helps more than you can ever imagine. A lot of people say, well, you know, I can pray maybe 5 minutes, get in my car, go to work, because that's all that's needed. It don't take all of that as far as praying. And I know I'll just pray those few minutes, and then I'm done, and I'm okay. And when the prayers are not answered or answered in a timely manner, then they want to know why God has taken them. We as humans communicate face-to-face or on the telephone, on cell phones, or through letters and stuff like that. And we're talking to each other and, you know, telling about our experiences or telling about what we desire and stuff like that. But at the same time, we don't want a fellowship with God. And because of this, it literally hinders our relation with Him, and it stops the flow of communication. Once you get an opening, praise God, and there is a flow of communication with God through prayer, then it's more easy to, talk to Him. He wants the fellowship. He wants us to tell Him what's going on with us in the earth realm. Why? Because He lives in heaven, and He gave dominion, amen, to mankind on earth. Now, it's sad to say that Adam lost it, but then Jesus came back and redeemed our legal rights, praise God, because we had all rights, praise God, and we were enemies of God, and so God didn't want to talk to us. He didn't want to fool with us because we were rebellious. But when you pray, the Bible said prayer changes things, amen. It said effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So prayer is a way of communication. It's fellowship. You don't have to always pray to Him about a problem. Excuse me. Because that's what most of us do. Amen. But in our prayer, we can worship Him. And worship and praise is different. I taught on that last year, about how you worship and how you praise is totally different. And so it's important for us to have open relationship with God. Amen. Praise God. The Bible say Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Praise God. And his enemy got mad at him. But Daniel had established a relationship with God, and he was able to get to God in a split second, amen, through his prayer. Amen, praise God. The only opposition that he had was the enemy, the prince of Persia, and he was holding up David's prayers, not the prayers, but holding up the blessing. Every time you pray, God will move for you. I was praying before I got on the phone, and the enemy was before me, and one of them I had just literally almost destroyed as far as, you know, I'm a fighter. And the next minute I seen where, you know, he had surrendered. It was trying to be my friend. Well, I don't want friends with no demons. And so I told God about it. I said, wait a minute. I said, God, I said, I want that. I said, I want these demons fooling with me. I want to be friends with them. I don't want no relationship with them. So I've seen where in the sanctuary they had tried to put something down in there so that it would interfere with a ministry. And see, a lot of times we don't, as ministers, amen, that have churches, we don't know if we don't keep that church clean, the glory cloud can't come in. God can't come in and make his abode. So because of this, amen, I told God about it, and God had me where I was cleaning, amen, that demon out. I mean, I literally got it up there and cast it down the interstate and all the way back into the pits of hell. So when you pray with an honest prayer and you tell God the truth, he looks for truth. Oh, I bless his name this morning. One of the things, well, this evening is 1 o'clock, Houston, Texas time, praise God. One of the things that he does, he moves up on it quickly. Amen. And because, number one, he told me when I opened up the church, he said, against the hell will not prevail against my church. And I'm a believer. I have faith to believe. I'm a crazy faith person. I mean, when God says something, I mean, instantly I pick up that faith and I just go radically crazy with it to believe that God, if it's God, it's come to pass. And I wait on the manifestation and it comes to pass. And I love that. So I'm praying hours at a time. And a lot of people say it don't take it. But, yeah, it does. For fellowship, it does. For you wanting to seek God's heart so you can please him, you just want to just love on him and have that relationship. So I pray. Then sometime I don't pray but a minute or two, and then God just steps right in. And he steps right in because I have established that fellowship with him so that when I pray, the Bible said he takes your prevalent prayer of a righteous man availeth. And I can come boldly to the throne room and make my petition, my request known unto him so that he can help me. I don't want to get up sometime after I prayed a few seconds and that issue is still there. God gave us a conscience, amen, to know when evil is there. If I would have allowed the evil to stay there, then not told God the truth, that evil would have stayed dormant there. And when the members came into church, it would have affected the church. And yes, demons use strategy. And one of their things is to build up friendship with you, to have that relationship with you so that you won't rebuke them, so that you won't fight them, so that you won't fight against their wickedness. But we as the body of Christ need to understand we need to fight. We are soldiers. When God called Israel out of Egypt, what did he make them? He made them warriors. He said, now get ready, prepare yourself for war, prepare yourself for battle because you have an enemy. And the enemy is opposing and going to oppose everything, amen, that you do because they don't want you to live because you pose a threat to them. Don't you know that we pose a threat to Satan and his evil works by praying then, by literally doing the will of God? If you can destroy your enemy in your prayer life, you can walk around in your natural life, amen, free. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. I hear a song say the blessing of the Lord is here. I feel him in the atmosphere. Somebody's been going through some things, and God said he's getting ready to release blessings upon them. Amen, and he's found them to be faithful concerning his will. And because of obedience, he will not anywise turn back to his hand, amen, but he's setting it forth to touch everything, amen, for you in favor. Praise God. Doors are going to be open as far as finances are concerned. Contracts are going to be signed, and praise God. And God is getting ready to, amen, praise God, show you to be, amen, who he has appointed you to be. somebody has been opposing your ministry, just like Miriam, amen, and Aaron opposed Moses with, amen, praise God, his wife to the Ethiopian, amen, praise God. And just like Korah opposed, amen, Moses for his ministry is concerned, amen, praise God, and God proved that Aaron and Moses was the ones that he had chosen. Well, you've been going through problems with relationships, amen, and people don't want you to marry this person or this person, or even to marry out of your race, but God, amen, has sent, amen, some of you to marry white men, white men, black women, Hispanic, and all other race men, because his purpose lies, amen, in your connection. So if you walk in obedience, God will in no wise turn you out and bring in that blessing. Don't listen to what people say. Don't go about what you think or what you feel. Don't go about the visions and dreams that you're experiencing with Satan, just their vain imaginations and their thoughts that he has planted in your mind, like he tried to do with me this morning, amen, and God want to release you. Now, God said he loves you with an everlasting love, praise God, and all he wants you to do is stand fast in him, because in him is where you live and move and have your being. In him is life, and life that much more abundantly. He wants you to be patient and wait on the manifestation of it. Don't go before him, but wait on him, because he is, amen, a God that's more than enough. He is a God that don't practice, amen, and don't have to imagine, amen, anything to happen. He speak, amen, and it was. He says a word, amen, and it is. When he spoke, he just said, light be, and it came to pass. Amen. So it's your time now to shine for his glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has given you, amen, much favor, praise God, amen, because you have walked in obedience. Now go on in faith and believe, praise God, because when I speak a word, it will not retract void. I give God the glory, all the honor and praise this morning. Amen, praise God. So we need that prayer. We need that prayer. We need that relationship with him. I don't mind. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With prayer, you have faith, and you have to believe. With prayer, you have to have obedience. Praise God. Hallelujah. After you have prayed, praise God. When Solomon prayed, amen, praise God, after he had finished the work of the temple, one of the things that he did, amen, before he made any move, he waited to hear the voice of God. Amen. The voice of God told me to get up and clean, cast that demon of my church, praise God. And I did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So prayer is needed. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, I give you praise this morning. I give you glory today, God. Amen. Today is Friday, amen, and a lot of people of us are literally going to be traveling up and down the highway. So we need you, Jesus. We need you, amen, in those areas. Praise God. We ask you, Lord God, be with us, amen. Protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, that adoration for you, praise God, as we have adoration for Father God and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to meet us in the upper room, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let your word be, amen, manifested through us in our prayer time. We ask you, Lord God, to go in, because Jesus is the great and meet the needs of the people. And we want to give thanks today, amen, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to tout you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to shabak you. We want to barak you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord God, somebody's child is sick of gone astray, but God, you're able to bring them back. Somebody's marriage has been on the rocks for years, praise God, Amen. And the husband is walking in both sides of his life, homosexuality on one end and trying to be straight on another end. But he's deceiving himself because, amen, God, his sin will find him out. Now, God, bring him back to the foot of the cross and let him know he can't do that. Amen. And marriage, too, amen. That's adultery, my God, and that's the biggest form, amen, when you take, amen, and these kind of crimes. They are crimes, amen. They're called sin, but they are crimes against the living God because their body is the temple of God, amen, and supposed to possess it, amen, in that essence. God, touch right now, strengthen right now where they have been weak through those demonic, amen, attacks. They think that's the normal thing, oh, God, and they can't shake it. God, but Lord God, you can shake it. You can remove it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness to your greatness and your kindness and your mercy. Praise God. I'm a witness to how you have brought me out of many things. Amen. Praise God. How you have took, amen, and set me up on a solid rock. Jesus Christ, and that's what I want. I crave, amen, the relationship. I crave the fellowship, Father God. I desire, amen, it, amen, praise God. No matter how much my cross I have to bear, amen, praise God. I want to pick it up and carry it, praise God, because you carried me. Now I ask you, Lord God, to look upon Jerusalem. There's so much opposition, so much, amen, hatred, amen, against Jerusalem, amen, praise God. And it's all surrounded by history, amen, throughout the years. Their own relatives, praise God, are the biggest enemy. Our enemies, amen, sometimes are not on the job, praise God. They're right in the house, amen, and they're trying to kill us, amen. And the worst thing they will use is words against us. But God, I tear down every stronghold. Oh, my God. I tear down every principality, amen, those governments in the high places, those demonic governments, amen, that holds prejudice, rebellion, amen, hatred, fear, amen, lust, and doubt, amen, and unbelief, those demons that house homosexuality and control it in the earth realm that literally fights against the will of God concerning, amen, our purpose in life. God, I tear down those strongholds today in the name of Jesus, and I ask you, Lord God, to release your blessings upon your people. Because once it's torn down, amen, we have to replace it, amen, with something. And I praise it with the word and the blessings of you, Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to go into the court system, amen, because this is a part of saving demonic oppression. He loved to oppress men, amen, to imprison them. He loved to oppress the women through imprisonment, amen, so that they cannot, amen, be free. Amen. On the outside, you're able to run and get away from the enemy, but on the inside, they have to face the enemy every day. So, God, I'm asking, Lord God, like them every day, but there's a different scenario, amen, whereas they have no, amen, outlet, praise God. They can't go where they want to go. They have to go where they are assigned. But, Lord God, we can go where we want to go and get in the corner where we need to get in, our secret closet where we need to pray, amen, and watch God move. Now, everything, amen, every falsification, every dream and every vision that I have received, Lord God, that is not of you, God, I bind it and I rebuke it today. In Jesus' name, I don't believe those lies, and I don't fellowship with sin. So, God, I'm asking, Lord God, to touch the lives of people. Some of them have heart problems, AIDS, sugar diabetes, tuberculosis, God. Oh, God, cancer, God, you can heal them. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Mind problems. You can cancel out those assignments in the name of Jesus. Amen, and strengthen them. God, you can turn it around. Somebody need a financial blessing. Amen, praise God. They don't know where money's coming from, but God, you got favor, amen, and you speak it out of your mouth. You got healing in your hands, praise God. And Praise God. And now we stand in proxy, amen. Our hands are your hands, your eyes, amen. And I speak a blessing, amen. Thank you, Jesus, over your people. I speak favor over your people, amen. And we bind up the lies of the enemy. Hallelujah. And give you praise. Amen. And now we Israel Prime Minister to always make the right decisions. Praise God. We pray for the President of the United States and all of these other places and municipalities and all of these other, amen, dealings that, amen, have governmental control over them, because it starts first with the government. Amen. Praise God. And I pray for those that are being killed over in these foreign countries. Amen. Because, amen, they are Christians and they have Christian beliefs. We came to die, amen, praise God, but we don't die in Christ, we sleep. And God, amen, get the glory out of our death, but amen, praise God, hallelujah, when we sleep in Christ, amen, because we have, amen, completed the purpose. Let us understand that the will of God must, for the Bible, amen, his will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that no adulterer, no homemonger, amen, amen, enter into the heavens, amen, into the kingdom of God. We know that we won't even be married, amen. Thank you, Jesus, in heaven. Let us set our affection upon you, God. Hallelujah, and amen. Repent, amen, for the kingdom of heaven is literally at hand. So let us get it right. It's not going to cost us nothing to live holy, but it's going to cost us everything to live an unrighteous life. Father, move for God. Touch Jesus in the name of Jesus. We rebuke Satan. We rebuke him. Push him back. He pushes we up, Boshe. His arm forces back. We push his decade, Boshata. His wickedness back. We push, man, praise God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be with the poor in spirit today. Lord, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Be with those, amen, and comfort them. Be with those that are meek today. Lord God, give them that strength to continue to be meek, because the Bible said Jesus came meek and Lord God, help your people, God, to develop, amen, in character today. Bless, amen, those that, amen, are hungering and thirsting, amen, not only after food, but after, amen, righteousness, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let those that are merciful, amen, be blessed today, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let your mercy just pour out upon our hearts, that we might have a pure heart, amen, and a right conscience towards you, God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to praise you, praise God, amen. Let us be able to be peacemakers that are stirring up problems, amen, today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us free from all unrighteous acts in Jesus' name. Father, I'll be able to get up and share to give you the glory, all honor and all the praise. Let us be yielding vessels, God. Amen. Vessels of honor. Praise God. Amen. And when we're persecuted in the earth, amen, don't let us fight against, but let us fight against the enemy. And we'll praise your name, God. We'll give you glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the Bible saying, the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Praise God. So, hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. I'm going to say all evil. Hallelujah. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lord God, forgive us, amen, for our sins, God. Help us to be able to stand in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I praise your name today, God. And I ask you, Lord God, that your will be done. So, Lord God, I'm asking you, Lord God, amen, to let it be done. For you said in John 14:14, to ask anything in your name, then you will do it. So I'm asking in the name of Jesus, those that are going, amen, marital problems today, those that have problems with children and have issues on their job, amen, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God, step away from your enemy, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And when you pray, amen, praise God, and begin to worship him, praise God, then you're going to see a manifestation of glory, because God wants to get the glory out of your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's just a stepping stone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you, my Jesus. Amen. For your grace and mercy. I want to thank you, Father, for your kindness today. And I ask you to continue to touch right now where they've been weakened, our friendship, where they have been weakened by. One, I ask for restoration. Restore back in the name of Jesus, that the enemy might see that your God is more than enough. Your God, peace, amen, hallelujah, in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And although the storms keep on raging in our lives, our souls have been anchored in you, Jesus. So I praise you. I told out you, I shabak you, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe, I trust today that you're going to bring us out. I don't care whether it's a heart problem, sickness, or whatever it is. God, you're going to turn it around for us in Jesus' name. Now, I want to praise you. Hallelujah. And I want to keep you getting a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Heal the blinded eyes, those that have been press. Hallelujah. Those have, amen, that have turned their back, bring the backslider back in. Oh God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Move us from being an adulterous generation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it hurts God when we, amen, sin against him. It hurts God. Come on closer to us, God. It hurts God when we commit adultery, amen, against you. Amen. You even said in the book of John, praise God, Revelation, praise God, how to walk, amen, we must turn to our first love and let us know, AKP Oshaya, it's enough that we commit sin in our mind, but when we go out and do the physical thing, it just brings us back, amen, to the first state, amen, of unrighteousness, God, and Lord God, we don't need that in our lives, so I'm asking you to touch, amen, even Blog Talk today, even all over the world, and let us know, every preacher and pastor and teaching evangelist, every layperson, amen, know that God, you are, amen, the answer to every given situation. Hallelujah. I bless your name. God, thank you. Keep them all through the weekend in Jesus' name. Amen. God.